Title: Transform Old School DNB Call and Response Riff for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's take a classic old school drum and bass call and response vocal riff and flip it into something that feels like it came off a dusty pirate tape but still hits clean inside a modern rolling drop. The goal is simple. One vocal source becomes a 16 to 32 bar hook. You'll have a bold call, like a quick MC shout, and then a response that answers it with pitch, warp artifacts, and that VHS rave wobble. We're going for gritty and energetic, not messy. And we're doing it with stock Ableton Live 12 devices. First, set your tempo, put it in the DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Now create a few tracks, make two audio tracks, one called Vox Call and another called Vox Response. Then select both and group them and name the group Vox Bus. One more optional track, an audio track called Vox Resample, because printing the vibe is the secret sauce later. Next, drag in your vocal source. It can be an old MC sample, a movie quote, your own recording, even a spoken phrase. Just keep it short and rhythmic. You want something with clear consonants, those K, T, P edges, because in drum and bass, that's what cuts through the drums and bass without needing to crank the level. Now we chop it like an old sampler. Double-click the vocal clip to open clip view. Turn warp on and pick a warp mode. If you want the call to stay readable, Complex Pro is a safe start. If you want more character and grain, texture is where the rave artifacts live. Don't overthink it yet, just pick one to begin. Find two moments in the recording. One is your call, 1 to 3 words, with a strong transient. The other is the response, maybe an ad-lib, a tail, or even a little yeah that can become a hook once we'd abuse it. Here's the move, select just the call region and consolidate it. That's Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. Then do the same for the response. Put the call clip on Vox Call, and the response clip on Vox Response. Now timing. This is where it starts feeling like real jungle or DNB sampling. On Vox Call, place warp markers on the anchor consonants, not the whole word. You're basically pinning the micro attacks. Let the vowels drift a little. That's how you keep urgency without turning it robotic. For placement, try not to slam it directly on beat one every time. In rolling DNB, vocals often feel better slightly off the one, or tucked around the snare. Try landing the main call just after the kick, around 1.2 or 1.3. Or, for tension, place it right before the snare, something like 1.4, and change so it pulls into the backbeat. On Vox Response, do the opposite, give it swagger. Let it trail a hair late. If it feels stiff, open the groove pool and apply something MPC-ish or shuffly, but keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%, and a tiny bit of random like 2 to 6% just to keep it alive. Quick coaching note on gain staging, because it matters before we add dirt. Put a utility at the top of Vox Call and Vox Response, and trim so your peaks are living around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. Saturation sounds bigger when it's not being constantly slammed. Now let's build the VHS rave processing on the Vox Bus group. This is where it gets that tape energy, band limited, wobbly, slightly noisy, and glued. First device, EQ8. We're doing the classic bandwidth restriction. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, fairly steep. Then low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Already you'll hear it get more tape and less studio. If it gets too dull, add a small presence bump around 2.5 to 4 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, medium Q. Next, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's not just louder. You're listening for bite and density, not volume. Next, chorus ensemble. This is your stereo smear and wobble. Amount around 20 to 35%. Rate slow 0.2 to 0.45 Hz. Width around 120 to 170. And keep it tasteful. We're aiming VHS, not giant trans supersaw. After that, auto filter. Choose band pass or low pass. Set the frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. And add slow LFO modulation like 0.07 to 0.2 Hz with a small amount, maybe 10 to 25%. Add a little drive, 3 to 6, so it feels like the filter is being pushed. This gives that drifting tracking feel, like the tape is slightly unstable. Now space, hybrid reverb, plate or room works. Keep it short, decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the initial consonants. Early reflections up a bit for that small room/warehouse corner vibe. Dry/wet about 8 to 18%. and roll off lows below 250 inside the reverb EQ so it doesn't cloud the bass. Then echo, set it to repitch mode for character, timing at 1/8 or dotted 1/8, feedback 15 to 35, dry slash wet 8 to 20. If you want a bit of tape bed, you can add a touch of echo noise, but be careful, noise can jump in level fast. At this point, your vocal should already feel like it belongs on a rave tape. Now we make the response answer musically. Go to the Vox response clip. Easiest authentic method. Use clip transpose and warp artifacts. Try transposing down by -3, -5, or -7 semitones. -5 is a classic. Then switch that response clip to texture warp mode. Dial grain size around 70 to 140. Flux around 10 to 30. You'll hear it get crunchy and time stretched in a very pirate radio way. If you want it thicker, do a harmonizer style stack. Duplicate Vox response. On one layer, set transpose to -5. On the other, +7, but lower in volume. Pan them slightly left and right, like 10 to 20. Don't go too wide, DNB needs the center to stay readable. Now program the rhythm so it bounces with the drums instead of fighting them. Build an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 and 2. One call hit per bar. Simple, memorable. Then place the response on an offbeat like the end of 2 or just after the snare. Bars 3 and 4. Add a second response, maybe a little stutter or a pitched variation. Bars 5 through 8. Introduce a fill phrase, like repeating the response quickly right before the loop resets. Work on a 1/16 grid for clean edits, but don't be afraid to nudge certain hits 2 to 10 milliseconds light to get pocket. If you want faster variation without losing your mind, use take lanes. Duplicate the same 8-bar vocal part into a few lanes, and in each lane change just one thing. Tiny nudges, transpose choice, or warp mode. Then comp the best moments like you would with drum takes. It's a super fast way to get DJ tool variations. Now the secret sauce, resampling. Arm Vox resample. Set its audio from to Vox Bus, and make sure it's post-FX. Record 8 to 16 bars of your processed call and response. Now you've printed all that movement, chorus wobble, filter drift, echo character into a single committed sample. This is why it starts sounding like a real sampled record instead of a vocal with plugins. On the resampled clip, you can do some final seasoning. Add utility if you need mono management. A good starting point is pulling width back to around 80 to 110% so it doesn't disappear in mono. If you want extra grit, add redux very lightly. Downsample around 8 to 15 kHz. Pitch reduction 0 to 2. Just a kiss. Then a limiter at the end, aiming for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Now we fit it into a rolling DNB mix, where the bass and vocal are always trying to occupy the same space. On the Vox bus, add a compressor for sidechain. Sidechain it to your drum bus, or just kick and snare. Keep it subtle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the consonants still punch. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This stops the vocal from masking drum transients. Then make space for the bass with EQ. High pass the vocal bus around 150 to 220 Hz. And if your bass is heavy in the low mids, cut a couple dB around 250 to 350 Hz on the vocal bus. That's often where mud builds up. Now arrangement. Here's a clean, TJ-friendly structure that still evolves. For an intro of 16 bars, tease the call only. Filter it down so it feels like it's coming from a distant system and keep echoes sparse. For the build, 8 bars, bring in the response quietly. Automate echo dry slash wet up a little, like from 8% to 18. For the drop, 32 bars, go full call and response, but change the flavor every 8 bars. First 8, the cleanest version. Second 8, introduce some stutter edits. Third 8, the pitched response becomes dominant. Fourth 8, drop the vocal out for 2 bars, then slam it back in for impact. For the break, 16 bars, use the resampled loop with heavier band limit and a longer tail. If you want a classic rave tension move, reverse a copy of the resample, fade it into the forward version right before the drop. It feels like memory rewinding into impact. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. Don't warp everything perfectly to the grid. Attitude matters more than perfection here. Don't drown the drop in reverb. Keep it short and controlled, or the snare loses its crack. Don't leave the vocal full range band limiting as a huge part of the VHS illusion. And don't let chorus width get out of hand. If it collapses in mono, your hook disappears in a club. If you want to push it darker and heavier, here are two spicy upgrades. 1. Keep the call human and readable in Complex Pro, but make the response broken. Put the response in Beats Warp mode with Preserve at 1/16 or 1/8. Add tiny fades on the clip edges, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. That gives you a slicey, crunchy pirate radio answer. 2. Build a dropout macro for tape damage. Create an audio effect rack on the Voxbus with a normal chain and a dropout chain. On the dropout chain, low pass hard at like 2 to 3kHz and drop the level by 6 to 12 dB. Map chain select to a macro called dropout and automate quick 50 to 200 millisecond hits at the ends of phrases. Instant tape got eaten energy. Finally, a quick 15 minute practice run you can repeat anytime. Pick a 1 to 2 second vocal phrase. Make one call chop and one response chop. Build an 8 bar loop where the call hits on bar 1 and 3, and the response hits on bar 2 and 4. Slightly late. Add the Voxbus chain, EQ, saturator, chorus, auto filter, hybrid reverb, echo. Resample it and replace the originals with the resample. Then make two variations, one with the response pitched down minus 5, and one where the last beat of bar 8 is a 1/16 stutter fill. When you bounce it, do three listening checks. In mono, can you still understand the call? At low volume, does the response still answer, or does it vanish? And with drums loud, do the consonants poke through without being harsh? That's the whole transformation. Chop like an old sampler, warp for attitude, color it with band limit and wobble, resample to commit, and then arrange it so the vocal actually plays with the drums and bass instead of sitting on top. If you tell me your BPM and whether your drums are more two-step or break heavy, I can suggest exact call and response hit positions that interlock with your kick and snare pattern.